From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to our radio program. We're going to read right away from the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 8. We've only a few verses to read, so if you have your Bible to hand, please turn to chapter 8. And it's the verse 22. After I have read from this portion, I'm going to make a few announcements, and then we'll have the Reverend William McCrae singing for us that lovely old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. But let's read first from Mark chapter 8, the verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And they took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up, and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up. And he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his holy and his infallible word to all of our hearts. Tonight we start a new testimony on our evening program at 9 o'clock. It's that of Kerry O'Rourke, young woman whose family hails from Dublin, but which moved to England. She will be telling us of how she met and found the Saviour. Wonderful story, you know, of God's saving grace. You will enjoy it. And, of course, we're offering it free on tape to anyone who asks. We'll be continuing also our Bible study entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament tonight at 9 o'clock. Now, here's the Reverend William McCrae and that lovely hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross Christ of the cross, I will ever be true. His shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne is at last highly done. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
As we turn to Mark chapter 8, the verse 22, the Saviour has arrived in Bethsaida, a little village on the northeastern shore of the Lake of Galilee. A blind man is brought to him by those who are his loved ones and acquaintances, and they besought him, or begged him, to touch the blind man. Very willingly the Saviour responds to their request. But please notice how he responds. The Saviour is not bound to any one means of healing. The actions of the Lord Jesus are unlike any that he has employed up until that time. We have seen him heal by a word or a simple touch, but here he employs a series of actions to heal this man. We do not know why the Saviour chose to act in this manner, but we may note that the Lord Jesus deals with each one of us individually. The Saviour's religion is not that of the conveyor belt. Perhaps there were circumstances in this man's life that required him to go through this longer process of healing in order to strengthen his faith or teach him some lesson. We cannot tell, but this I know, the Lord Jesus had an infinitely wise reason to act in the way that he did. We can learn lessons here regarding conversion, for each one of us is dealt with by the Lord and drawn to himself by a different means. The late Pastor Willie Mullen used to commence his testimony of the story of his life by referring to the animals coming into Noah's Ark. He pointed out that the eagle, the lion, the antelope, the snake, all came along different paths until they reached the one door of the ark and so entered into safety. Likewise, we are all led by the Lord to himself by different paths. Some are dealt with in a gospel meeting, some by way of a tract, some by means of sickness or tragedy. The Lord may use an infinite number of methods to accomplish his will in our lives. I have to stress that there is only one door to heaven, but there are many paths which lead to that door. That is not the same as saying, as some do today, that there are many ways to God. There are not. There is only one way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But there are many paths which lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ, the door to heaven. The healing of this man reminds us that God has many ways of dealing with us. We should notice the gradual process of healing that the Saviour employed. Is this not how the Saviour works in the conversion of souls? This man did not see everything clearly right away. Note how at first the Saviour led him by the hand while he was yet blind. He led him away from the crowd apart. In the verse 23 it says, he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. At first the man sees but dimly. He says in verse 24, "I see men as trees walking." He required another touch from the Saviour. How many can recall the light beginning to dawn upon them, and the first dim impressions of divine truth forming upon their minds? Maybe there is someone listening to me right now, and you have been seeking to understand just how to be saved. There have been occasions when you think that understanding is there, and you have grasped the gospel truth, and then it seems to fade away again. You need another touch of the Master's hand. Ask him for more light, a clearer view of your own need and of his mercy and grace, and of the power of the cleansing blood that was shed at Calvary. Do not be content to see men as trees walking, with only a dim apprehension of the gospel truth, but seek after that second touch that you may see clearly the things of God. The word clearly here means at a distance. Notice it says that the Saviour made him look up, verse 25. That is interesting. It is only when God has saved us do we spiritually look up and see things at a distance. Men don't contemplate or seek to look upon the future or things at a distance. But the true Christian looks forward and upward to contemplate that which God has revealed to us in his word about the things which will be hereafter. The Lord Jesus, in Luke 21, verse 28, said this, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Let every Christian understand that now we only know or see in part. As the Saviour said to Peter when he objected to his feet being washed by the Lord, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." John 13:7. There is a coming day of perfect sight when we will know all things. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. That day is coming. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armour of light. Romans 13:12. Oh, what a day of understanding, a day of unravelled mysteries, a day of explanation, and consequent joy. Until that day, let us walk in faith and in confidence in the Saviour's mercy and grace and wisdom. We will one day see in truth that all things work together for good for them that love God. Do remember our program tonight. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.